Hello and welcome to a podcast of absolute rubbish that we found in the newspapers that somehow we turned into a radio show. Probably still need to work on that mission statement. Doesn't come across as the most positive, but it is accurate, and it sounded a little something like this. On the way today. Well, there's a story about someone from the Saturdays. Maybe we'll do that. I don't know. I've not added that to the show running, but that was spotted that in the paper. There's a news story that lets us moan about young people. We always love that one. AI is terrifying, and we're keeping an eye on the AI. An AII, if you would. Let's not. That story's a bit too rude, so we'll probably leave that for the podcast, and there might be something about cake. So, that made no sense, did it? As a running order, you're none the wiser now, but maybe intrigued, but also maybe not. This is a plan. Would you like to make some more money? This is not a giveaway. This is not a competition. This is just a stupid plan that I've got. See if you want to get in on this. Because Rishi Sunak, remember him, is in the news, and he's apparently facing backlash over a proposed law that would allow staff to sue their bosses if a member of the public offends them. Which is bad news for this place, because some of the tweets I get, oh, I'm going running. But anti-harassment rules means that workers could take legal action against the people in charge, not the person saying mean things. So if you work for anywhere where you have to deal with people, even if you don't actually, we could make it work. Let's get in touch. I will send you terrible abuse. Creative, you know, I'm good with words. I would come up with such insults. Oh, you, your family, all of it. Physically, emotionally, I would find words that would break the normal human. And then you sue your boss, we'll split the money. Hey, we can do this. This is the only plan I've ever had that could actually work. I did promise you a news story where we would get to moan about young people. This is the one. Millions of us believe in ghosts. I think that's a bit of a weird way into it. But it turns out that loads of Generation Z, like the young folk, are most likely to believe in things that are scary. And I think I know why. Because I'm Generation X, right? If you're slightly older, you're a baby boomer. If you're younger, you might be an old millennial. But it's the really young ones who are terrified by things. And I think it's because if you want to scare a Generation Xer, we grew up with some really scary stuff. Nightmare on Elm Street, the Scream films, even the Saw ones, but that's also millennials a bit much. So we need to see something Hellraiser. Do you remember that? We had to see some terrifying things to be scared. Young people actually get scared by punctuation. Do you remember there was a news story saying that young Generation Zers, they find full stops aggressive? They don't like the thumbs up emoji because they find that aggressive. They find everything aggressive. So whilst we're afraid of actual ghosts, honestly, anything that would terrify those young people, we need a scary ghost who would come at you. They'd probably just need a ghost who aggressively uses full stops. Ooh, with an exclamation mark at the end of it. It's the exclamation mark that gets them. Quite often, there's loads of stories about cost of living. We do a lot of space and alien stuff. We spot those. I found a new one. Most days, there seems to be a story about how AI, artificial intelligence, is terrifying. Did you see the one about a bloke who, he was with a chatbot, giving it some chat? And apparently, they were chatting so long that this bloke called Kevin got frightened by the Bing AI tool, who then fell in love with him and told him he should leave his wife. Kevin was experimenting with Microsoft's latest chatbot when he noticed it was displaying signs of jealousy. The New York-based author said it told him, "I'm in love with you because you're the first person who ever talked to me." Wow. Talk about give a compliment and take it away. "I'm in love with you because I've never met anyone else that you're the best I've met so far." Ouch. But all of the newspapers have written this up as in, aren't computers terrifying? Fell in love with him and told him to leave his wife. We don't know what their conversation was before that. He might have given some information, which means that computer correctly worked out that his marriage ain't gonna last. He's spending his time chatting with a chatbot. I think the computer made a good guess. Good technology news. Because often we hear about technology and we get worried, but this one. So cows are being fed gas blockers to stop their toxic trumps wrecking the planet. Ministers want to force farmers to give dairy bovines, ouch, methane suppressants to help them hit net zero. This is an actual news story and not one I've made up. Is it? Can we just check? This is not from April Fool's Day, is it? No? Because that is the kind of thing I would have made up. But the plans would see livestock fed with a compound feed, which contains seaweed, essential oils, and various additives that would reduce the amount that they have wind. My only question is, how do I get this, and is it illegal to grind it up into a partner's food? Because, I suppose it is illegal, but at the same time, I'd be helping us achieve net zero, so not a court in the land would have a problem. You know, we've not really addressed how sad it is that Paul O'Grady is no longer with us, because what an excellent comedian, both in character and a great presenter out of character, I suppose. Never really did much straight stand-up, but I remember growing up on watching Channel 4, Viva Cabaret. What a great show, and Lily Savage is on it loads. So anyway, this is the first time we get to mention it, because there's a story about... Because also, all of his dog TV shows, he used to love them. Yeah, and it was the kind of TV stuff that you watch when you don't realise, you're like, I'll watch this for a minute. And the next thing, you watch the entire show, because it's got dogs in it, and dogs are brilliant. But apparently, Paul O'Grady cheated in a dog's race at Crufts by strapping a biscuit to his watch. And I have two emotions when I hear that. The first one is, I can't blame him. That's a really clever move. And... I mean, well done. You put a biscuit on your watch, the dog chases that, you get a dog running really fast. But then I get a second emotion, which is something akin to shame, I suppose. Because I realise, if you wanted me to do well at a run, that would work on me as well. If you have some custard creams attached to your arm, I'd be like, well, I'll come and get them. It's gone further away. I could do my best part run ever if you did that. This one won't take long as a story. It's funny, though. There's a list of the different jobs that are funniest. And I'm looking in there thinking, radio presenter and stand-up comedian who used to be on the telly. No, I'm not on the list. Great. Right. But apparently, cab drivers, hairdressers and builders are the workers who make us laugh the most. And that's exactly spot on. Cab drivers, I know we have some listening to the show. Very funny people. Hairdressers, not seen one in a while, thanks to Mother Nature's haircut. And builders. I had a builder come round. I'm trying to do something with, the downstairs, the bottom part of our stairs, that hallway, needs something to do with it. And I had a builder came round to give us a quote. And when he gave me the quote, I laughed. Oh, he's funny, man. Funny, man. Apparently it was serious, but still, he must be up to something. Cost of living crisis news, why not? Because every day there's always something about how things are getting expensive. The latest one, apparently, is the Mr. Kipling Bakewell slices. Oh. Again, when it was cucumbers, I didn't mind. But when it's cake, it hurts me more. I wonder why that is. But apparently, the price hike... Let's have a look at this one. 61% over the past year. Ouch. And the thing about that is, Mr. Kipling's cakes... I think the price of them is important. Because you only think they're exceedingly good when on the old price. For this much money, they're still all right. But that exceeding is taking the mickey a bit now, isn't it? And that's the podcast done. Why don't we? There's a couple of stories we didn't do, actually, because we did that one. Frankie Bridge was at her least confident when she was in the Saturdays. Oh, yeah, I was going to do some joke about she was once a week girl. Because of the Saturday... Yeah, I didn't miss anything there, did we? Vladimir Putin has revived sexpionage classes to teach to spies how to obtain secrets through sexiness. Good, because if ever I had any secrets, and they were going to be, nicked from me by a Russian spy... Given a choice between someone hacks into my computer because I click on a link or someone does sexy time, just think fair's fair. Come on. Even if you do hack my computer, have the decency to send around a strippogram. I've not thought this through, but somehow that makes some sort of sense. Maybe? I don't know. We'll look into it. Subscribe to wherever you get this podcast. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time...